Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My God, what a morning we have had in Washington, D.C. We are down one today as Oscar Santana battles his death grip.
And, what? He's not here?
Second show. Who had second show of 2017?
I had first show, so actually I bid under, so I think I win.
Well, congratulations. You are, by the way, if you're going to be sick and you're going to check in via text, you want Rob Spiewak on the other end. He has always been the nicest person to text with. Let me see the.
Well, you can go ahead and read it, but also know that I was driving, so I could only text briefly and at stoplights.
Your kindness knows no bounds, and and that's where that's where we differ.
Well, I went through. Remember, I went through some sort of horrible incident on the 17th of December. So perhaps it's fresh on my mind if that's what he's going through.
All right, so here we go. Here's the exchange. Now, by the way, we have a group thread. Gets confused sometimes.
It does.
I've gotten in trouble with it with group text sometimes when I'm bitching about someone I don't know is on the thread. So. Let's see here. All right. Let's see. We have Thursday, December 15th, which was the last one.
Right.
That said, running a little late. That's unusual. Today at 8:30 a.m.
Yes.
1/2 hour before a rally time.
Yep.
Fellas, I feel even worse this morning. I have the doctor's appointment at 12:30. I don't want to make anyone sick. I'm going to have to pull a Savannah Guthrie. Rob immediately, I don't think that Guthrie had been typed into Oscar's phone before Rob wrote, feel better.
I was at a stop sign. I could write something.
Rob, Oscar writes back, call me, by the way, no response from me yet. Call me if you would like. I'm bedridden and hideous. I fear it's the Zika. Rob writes back, this is when I did my first real eye roll. Rob writes back, nauseous? I'm like, oh, God, stop enabling. Stop enabling.
Well, I want to know if it's flu or cold.
Anyway, so Oscar writes back, yes. That's a lie. Stuffed up, throat, weak. It just sounded better. Then Rob writes back, yuck. Sorry, buddy. And a sad face with the with the parentheses and the colon, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just going, oh, God. God, why don't you crawl into his bed with him, for God's sake?
Oh, I don't want to get sick.
So I figured by this time we've had the exchange.
Yes.
And I decided that I would be, I'd send my best.
Yeah, and you did. So, this is a classic Mike O'Mara text.
So I write, bummer.
Now, I have to ask, did you type bummer or did you speak to text bummer?
Spoke it.
Of course. So you bummer. Just hit. Boop.
I just hit bummer. The microphone and go, bummer, bam, see ya, send. Then Oscar writes back, life sucks when you're sick. Put that on my tombstone.
There you go.
Rob writes back, and I had a gift for you.
Now I'm back in studio because now I'm just digging around.
And Rob shows Oscar like the medication for sleeping that he brought in.
No, that's not for him. That's for Schmosker. Yeah. But he's going to deliver.
Oh, Schmosker Schmantana.
Yeah, exactly.
Oscar writes back, aw, this is when I'm just going, get a room. Get a room, you two. Save them for me, please. Like.
That's Oscar pretty writes, funny.
Oscar writes, like my body. Rob writes, of course. Sorry, you prob need them today.
Yeah.
What did that mean?
You probably
sorry,
need
no
those.
Prob?
No, you probably
oh,
need those
sorry,
pills
you
today.
Prob need them today.
Mm-hmm. Well, or his
write,
friend does.
Yes.
And then I write my standard, I'm going to be late. This is how sensitive I am. I write 10 minutes.
Is that my son, Michael?
Is he making a walk on?
Okay. I just heard some. I write 10 minutes, and Rob writes A-OK. I get A-OK for the 10
well,
minutes.
What would you, I mean, what do you want me
I'd
to
like
write?
I'd like to say sorry, buddy, with a smiley face.
Okay, hold
yeah,
on.
Give him
stay
a
right
no,
there.
No, don't. No, I don't need that.
No, no, wait.
That. No, please. No, hey, please don't. Please.
No,
it's you've had a trauma. You've had a trauma today, and I want to get right to it. I really do. I want to get to your.
I think you got a text, Mike.
hope you're okay.
Because per instructions, I'm going to treat every program with you like it's the last.
Yes. I told Rob.
I would
this
hate
morning.
To think that we would end today's show on a bad note and then tomorrow it's done.
Well, I took the trash out today and you know, it's 20 degrees up here. And it's this new thing with cold. I'll talk about it in the body.
Okay.
Of the show.
All right.
Because I'm going to need some advice from the listeners as to my failing body and the seat of inflammation on the East Coast of America, the Mike O'Mara body. That's exactly
While we're on our new topic, talking yes. texts. It's
talking
our new text. Feature.
Talking texts.
I rolled back because you teased something yesterday and you said I recommended that you watch something. And I said, I can't remember for the life of me what it was. And I looked back and did you watch my television recommendation on New Year's Eve?
Well, yeah. Well, we'll talk about that.
Good,
I
want to
tell you about that. I was I not only watched it, but really had a moment. And that was because of you. And I thank you for that. So we'll
Fantastic.
Talk about
Glad
New
to
Year's
it.
Eve. It's great to be back in 2017. We're happy to be here. But yesterday, as we mentioned when we came back on the show, we were surprised because we didn't track with the fact that on our schedule, we were back on Monday and everything was going to be back to normal. I didn't realize as I was watching TV yesterday and I was watching the morning news shows that technically there were a lot of people around the country that considered Monday, the 2nd of January, to be a national holiday.
So, I didn't even realize, you know, when we got to the office, we actually had to have one of the interns work as door boy because the building was locked up. The building was closed yesterday.
It was a federal holiday.
Yeah.
See, I had no idea. And, you know, next year, let's just be aware. Next year, what is New Year's going to fall on a Monday?
I think it falls on a Monday.
Is that how it works?
I will verify
it. Does it work that way?
Depends on whether
they teach you that here?
It might be. It could be a leaping year, Mike. If it's a leaping year, it changes. So hold on.
I don't like
Okay, do you have this?
January 2018, the first will fall on a Monday.
On a Monday.
So that will be the holiday.
Right?
Well,
sure.
No, not great. Because then that
the
is the holiday.
What is the best? A Wednesday?
Optimal
is that the
would
best?
Be. Yeah. Yeah. As someone who used to help you plan out your vacations at WJFK,
Wednesday's
pretty great.
We're already thinking about our holiday vacation next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's that should be a indicator that hey, you're doing okay with the bonus shows. We may still be here. We may actually still be doing this show, which I'm very very
we'll
excited
see.
About.
You know, it's really in their hands, isn't it?
But the headline today, we have to get right to it from the newsroom. Bangkok. Saigon. Phnom Penh. That's it for Wild News.
You're killing me.
Details of the half hour.
Now I got to dig that out for a show open. I do love that.
Saigon.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Wino. The big sound in the big town. Hey, Wino time. Bing bong. 10 minutes past the big hour. 5 hour. 8 minutes. Whatever it was. Anyway, the great late George Carlin.
Mm.
Rob Spiewak actually had himself a bit of a trauma on the way into
Horrible.
Work today. Witnessed something that... I thought about this as a father, and you're a father. You don't want to see anything close to what you saw today.
It was really, really bad. I use that Waze app to come into work, and today it brought me through.
There's your first mistake right there.
That's only my first mistake.
Well, that's your mistake if you use the Waze app.
Why? No, actually, for me,
Waze is good.
It's quite helpful.
Waze sucks. Waze sucks. I took Waze out on 95 on the Super Slab for a trip like 3 years ago, and all it did was say, cop, 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 and there weren't any cops. So the Waze app works where somebody's up in front of you, and they see a cop, and by the time I would get to the cop would be gone. So what did the Waze app result in? Anybody on Waze going 40 miles an hour on a 55-mile-an-hour road.
Well, they're dumb.
Well, and also, this is sort of not the right technology. When you're doing a 65 mile an hour straight shot on 95, it's great for me because there's like 9 arteries I can use to get into the city.
Exactly.
And it helps me figure out the one that's the least congested.
I love to tell the story about when I went back to Washington, D.C. for one of my many visits to our home studio in our nation's capital. And I came in when it was 28 minutes from Manassas at my mother-in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. And 28 miles, and it took me 2.5 hours.
Yeah. That's typical.
2.5 hours.
Did you use Waze?
No, but I came in. Remember, I came in bitching. I think it was you or someone said, Glad your 4 days is screwed up because you do it every day.
Yeah.
You come in from, you come in like 35 miles, right? Every day?
Depending on the route, it's 38 to 41, yeah.
38 to 41, which if you are planning on moving to the D.C. area and you want to know how long it's going to take you in the morning, if you happen to be lucky enough to score one of those peachy tech jobs that they offer in Washington, D.C.
I have peachy tech. How are you?
Those peachy tech jobs, 35 to 38 miles will take you a day and a half.
That's about right.
That's one way. A day and a half, one way. So,
yesterday was, because of the federal holiday, it took me 47 minutes to get in, which is about right for that length of road. And today,
that's actually right anywhere. I mean, if you're matching miles for minutes, you're doing all right, I guess.
Hour
right?
51 today.
Was it really?
Yeah. Bad day. First day back for a lot of people. A lot of people forgot how to drive over the holidays, and it's raining.
God bless you.
It sucks. But anyway.
Let's set our operation up in Leesburg. Put it in Rob's.
Oh, my God. That would be so great.
Mm. Let's do that.
Yeah, but I don't want the interns coming into my home. They can mostly do.
The garage.
They can stay in the garage. The garage is it protects them from the elements. It's not heated, but it protects them.
Can you fit one of your automobiles in your garage?
Not with Carrie in my life.
So you have like two cars outside and a garage, which is storage?
Yeah, with things in it. And, you know, some of the things are mine. There's some records in there. But the right now the garage is as empty as it'll get because the plastic Santa and the plastic snowman, and they're out. And I got her to finally get rid of the non-functioning light-up reindeer. So they're gone. But there's still stuff
in
there.
But even like in warm weather, can you fit a car into a garage?
We could if we really applied ourselves, and that's actually Carrie's New Year's resolution is to get the garage in order. And I went,
really? Yeah, not gonna happen. Not gonna happen.
It won't.
Because we're Americans and we like our stuff.
We like stuff. And also our house is you've been there briefly. The floor plan is really
it's in Leesburg, isn't it?
It is in Leesburg, Mike. It's on the other side of the tracks. Once you hear the train whistle, you know you're close.
Now, you've been in that neighborhood for how long?
God, we moved out there when the very
just a year.
I'm trying to think. 2007, so 10 years this year.
Ten years.
We rented for a while and then we bought.
How has the neighborhood changed in the 10 years you've been there? It seems to me it stayed pretty much the same.
Our garage has gotten more full of crap.
But I mean, has the
steady,
complexion of the neighborhood changed? And really not that much at all, right?
No, it's all the same, pretty much, yeah. We actually, when we moved...
It was kind of the same when you got there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. We moved from our...
You might want to plug that in, douche.
Our rental property was across the street.
I'm such a douche. Let me do that joke again.
All right.
Pretty much the same. Same as when you move there, right?
Well, it looks like there is a man with an oversized head that's putting his trash barrels.
Let me say this about my neighborhood, Mike. It's a young neighborhood, meaning that the trees are small, and you can pretty much guess in late November which houses will be putting up Christmas lights.
Welcome to the neighborhood. Very happy. Very, very happy.
Why are they putting a carved pumpkin on their porch?
Not just that. Oh, no. It's pretty cool, though, because...
The Spiewak children are asking for candy every October. I don't know why.
Anytime the neighbors are celebrating, it's kind of cool because the men all come out with these big belt buckles with their knives in their belts.
I have foreign neighbors that put out a pumpkin that said, boo, who?
Oh!
Because they didn't understand.
Carve something. Put some lettering on it. Well, what do they say? They say boo. All right,
Google it. Right, put it into Bing.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting. So on the way in, you have a very, very lengthy commute, and then almost, thank God not, but something almost tragic happened.
And enough that it made me actually lose my breath and scream in my car when I saw it. I was coming up a road parallel to Wisconsin Avenue. It's called Lowborough Avenue. And I was going to take, I believe it's Lowborough, and take a left on Calvert, which would take
us... So where a lot of comedians live that tell really dirty jokes that aren't that funny.
That's Lowbrow. Lowbrow Avenue.
I'm sorry.
So it's a nasty little turn there, and it's very, very heavily trafficked.
Now,
and
where exactly, when you say Lowbrow, give me a little perspective, and for anyone in D.C., where would we be talking about?
It is halfway between our studio and the cathedral. It's just up Wisconsin.
So it's coming.
It's in Georgetown.
it's leaving Georgetown and heading up towards the National Cathedral
exactly.
in Washington, D.C.
And
okay.
so I'm
You're
cutting,
coming the other way, though.
Right, right. So I cut across, and I'm waiting to do a left turn so I can get over to Wisconsin Avenue.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And, you know, it's a light that is a no-turn-on red light. So,
and there are also a lot of pretty shishy, fancy schools there, too,
oh, yes.
correct?
Yeah, and you're coming out of a extraordinarily nice neighborhood to just a very nice neighborhood.
I want
to
say Sidwell Friends comes to mind, where mm-hmm. where Chelsea Clinton went to school.
Precisely. And you're near,
I think where Obama's kids went to school, too, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But,
I believe they did,
I think
actually.
Sasha and Malia might have gone there. So, anyway. I just want to give a little perspective. It's a very nice neighborhood, but it's D.C. It's back to work Tuesday.
Thick rain.
And there's weather. Everything that could possibly affect the worst commuting on the East Coast is happening today.
So not only is there a lot of traffic, there's a lot of pedestrians. It's back to school day, right? Everyone's coming back after the holiday. And I look over, and as I'm waiting to turn left, a white minivan is going to make a turn right onto the road where I'm at. So it's to my left, turning towards me.
I'm confused. Just tell
and
us what
as he turns, he's turning towards me. I see him plow into a little girl, probably 5 years old. She's there.
Oh my
and
God.
Hits her hard enough that I see her get knocked back, and she's got like a little girl umbrella, like a pink
so
umbrella.
So he didn't see her.
No. And the
I
umbrella.
Didn't, she didn't even tell me before the show that she was five.
No. And so Christ. The umbrella gets like knocked out of her hands and does a somersault in the air almost in slow motion. And I slam my brakes, throw it into park, and get out of the car. I don't know. First, I rolled down my window, which was stupid because it's raining. And I said, do you
well,
need
you
help?
Still, at this point, you don't want to make the effort to get out of your
well,
car.
Yeah, it's a lot
well,
of
I
work.
Mean, there is, Mike, there is a strap that's holding me in. Seatbelt. That would have to be unbuckled.
No, but I can relate. I mean, honest to God. I mean, I was I went out in the cold, and Carla said, move over to the middle of the couch when I sat down doing my show prep, and I said, do I have to?
Do you do your shoe prep before your show prep? We Thank have to you. Get your shoes ready to put on.
Thank you.
So, man. Actually, the first thing I did is I rolled down the window and I said, do you need help? Is everything okay?
Who
and
are you saying this to? The
little
girl?
To anyone that'll hear me, actually. Because what I saw happen, I went, I lost my breath.
Anybody else jump out of their car?
Yes,
this
another lady and an older lady was standing by, and the driver of the car got out immediately. So I threw
the
my
driver of the minivan that hit the girl?
Yes, he, by the way, put out a pumpkin last year that said boo-hoo. So I put my car in park, and I got out, and by the time I got over there, she's
Are you sure? Now, just not that I'm, that on this show I obsess on ethnicity.
Sure.
But I'm just, did I have it right with the music, or could it have been something closer to...
No. You were right the first time. You were right the first time. And
right,
Mike, about that, I applaud you. Right. So I go over there, and she's with her brother.
The driver distraught at this point?
Yeah, he is sort of,
Or out of it, stupid.
No, he's not out of it, but he is immediately, I believe, overwhelmed as anyone would be. I mean, right. It's bad enough to see it happen.
Did you work the crowd into a frenzy so the beating could begin?
I went, what a lot of people don't know is, you know, some people have like road flares and blankets in their trunk. I have torches and pitchforks.
No, you have Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
And Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So I handed out the candy. I handed out the candy to get up their blood sugar. And
it's like everybody's panicking in the street. The girl's okay at this point, right?
Well, I don't know yet. I run over.
Is she
and
on the ground? Is she laying on the ground?
She's getting up. When I get to her, she's getting up. Her brother apparently is helping her up. Her brother appears to be maybe a sixth grader, and they're walking to school together. And
Do you think that's cool?
No,
I don't know.
I don't
think you walk to school with a sixth grader with a 5 year old.
Well, you know what? We at that age we had our kids. Well, our kids were never that young.
No, but
when
it's
they were
the
walking,
big city.
Yeah,
too,
it's
you
yeah.
Know?
You know
Come
what?
On.
It's DC. It's not cool. It's different when you're right. in the burbs. And right. also, those are some pretty wicked intersections without a crossing guard.
So tell me terrifying. About that. Was the little girl okay?
She was getting up when I got there, and the brother said, "Are you okay?" And she was crying, but she says, "I'm fine."
God
I'm
damn
fine.
People.
I'm
Honest
fine.
Honest to God.
And I gave her a visual once over. She wasn't bleeding anywhere.
Was there anybody else tending to her besides you, Hero?
The the Asian lady that got out of her car went over. I didn't think it would be appropriate to go over. Yeah,
two people. How many people in the intersection? Like 40?
Two people get out of their car. 60,000 people, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you know these intersections in D.C., and the girl was crying, but no
signs of anything. I said, did you hit your head? She said, no. And the brother said, she's fine. She just fell. It looked a lot more horrifying than it turned out to be. And
how long did it take you to conclude you're not going to get on your cell phone and dial 911? You're actually going to let them on their way?
About a minute. I think, I watched
Where's the driver at this point?
He's standing there sort of with his hands in the air. And so the girl and the boy walk off. A lot of that. And she's not even limping. So she looks fine. She's shaken.
Let's go.
And so
you don't limp, Rob Spiewak. You don't limp with a head injury.
You'd have to ask Oscar's mother.
But it's terrifying.
It was horrifying. And so they're off. The kids walk off. The whole incident takes 90 seconds. And the Asian lady who came over, the other lady, said, "You really need to be more careful."
And driver?
Yes. And I said, and the driver said, "I did not see her." And I said, "I know you didn't see her, but the pedestrian always has the right of way. You must be aware of this. The pedestrian always has the right of way."
And then Rob flew away with a big cape.
And his umbrella.
There we go. Wow.
And I said, "And what you did, you are very, very lucky that you did not kill that girl." And then
you said that to him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got
and
my
what
car.
And what was the response?
He said, "You are lucky too." I don't even know what that means. No, he looked at me blank-faced. I don't know that he was either understanding what I said, or I don't want to be devil's advocate. I can understand being in his shoes and being so totally overwhelmed to not even realizing what just happened.
Then he got back in his van, right?
After that.
So the girl's okay. Everything's fine.
Yes, she's fine. She appeared to be fine. She went off to school. Just very unsettling.
Yeah. And then after the guy got in the car in the white van, the guy went,
"What does that mean?
F*** you, fat ass."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, if you'd come 2 hours earlier, we could have had dinner together. I made great beef stew.
Thanks.
What else can I get for you?
No, Mother, I'll tell you, I'm really not hungry at all. I ate at a truck stop, so this is fine.
Well, I have some cold spaghetti, but it has meat sauce in it. Can you eat lamb chops?
Well, what the hell is a lamb? It's meat. I told you, I don't eat it.
Well, it's not a cow. I didn't know if it was the animal you were siding with or the whole thing.
The whole thing.
You want some cheese?
No, the salad is fine, I promise.
Oh. I'm going to give you some cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
Got it in hunks.
Mother, look at the date. It's 3 years old.
Well, it's been in the freezer.
Yeah, but how cheap was it that you wanted to buy this much of it?
Honey, this is wonderful cheese. It comes from Switzerland. Very hard to get.
How could it be hard to get? It's all here. I don't want the cheese.
Now, dear.
Mother, stop. I don't want any. I don't want any.
Stop. Like this old house.
Well,
haven't even tried it.
I can tell by the gross weight I'm not going to like it. I like my cheeses in the ounces. When they weigh as much as a Fiat, I get worried.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
That's from the movie Mother, right?
Yeah, I got I started watching Postcards from the Edge yesterday, which is really not funny. Yeah. And then that sort of bunny trailed me to Mother, which is excellent.
That is Debbie Reynolds, who passed away one day after her daughter did. Still one of the most, I think, amazing stories of death in 2016, a year where we had a lot of it. Live from the Fight for Studios in Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you are here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673, or Mike O'Mara Show.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Vistaprint. Yes. There is nothing better than handing someone your card. We love to show our cards from Vistaprint on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's awesome. Rob's got a new one. Let me give you the deal first. 500 business cards, just $9.99 when you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. That, my friends, is a great deal.
This is a great letter from Pedro, and it's a double-fisted Vista spot. Because what happened is he stopped his wife at a Hallmark store from buying cards and went home and got their cards through Vistaprint, saved money, and got better cards. So thank you, Pedro, for doing that. But
you got the holiday cards and the business cards?
The business card is so great. He keeps them in his wallet, and it has a transformer on it, and it says, Optimus Prime does not approve of your parking skills. And so anytime someone parks badly, he puts a professional card under their windshield to let them know they're being a jerk.
That's
so good
incredible.
Job, Pedro.
Nothing beats the business cards at Vistaprint. Such a great deal. You can use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. And just remember to use the code TMOS. That was a Grease Man sound right there. Just remember to use the TMOS code at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com. Happy to have them aboard
Love
in 2017.
Them.
We are delighted to have them as a continuing sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Tremendously traumatic situation coming in all seriousness. I mean, I can't imagine. Imagine that there's
scary.
Nothing.
Very scary.
There's nothing I would. I can't think of many things that I would not be, dealing with well than seeing a child get hit by a car. Just absolute horrible.
Thank God she's okay. And it's just that image of that umbrella being knocked out of her hand flipped me out. Very, very weird. Hug your kids, folks.
Today.
Hug your kids.
I led today with, by the way, another disappointing forecast for up here. Now, one of the reasons we come up north is to have kind of a winter wonderland. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted any evidence, people go, you're that far north? I'm north, but I'm coastal north. And I think it's reasonably safe to say I can speak with a little bit of authority on what the climate is doing. And we will be dealing now with our third major storm where probably about 30 miles from here, they get a tremendous amount of snow and we get rain. And so it's a...
Is it based on your proximity to the water?
It's who knows what it's based on, but I think you can probably rest assured. A lot of people I spoke to over the holiday were talking about how back in the day, this was a winter wonderland. This was Arctic America up here. And now, like the rest of the country, look, it's a fact. Anybody that denies it, I don't care what you say, changes it or not, but the fact is, it is so much warmer up here. I mean, driving around yesterday, I was like looking at this and saying, wow, things have changed. It used to be, you'd have 3 feet of snow by the beginning of January.
I genuinely worried for you when you laid out your plans. I thought he's going to go shining on us because you're going to be up there stranded. But I thought you'd at least see some white stuff while you were up there.
No, it's and so I just wanted to say no winter wonderland. Last week, by the way, as we get ready to make our pilgrimage back down south, I will tell you I'm okay with that right now. I'm okay with the fact that we're not going to get socked in. But when we were in the middle of the holiday break,
do you fly out of Boston when you make?
Out of Beantown.
How does that look for the city?
I think it's going to be cold, but I don't think we're going to get a storm.
Good.
The thing is, though, you're up here, you want a winter wonderland, and I just wanted to say, thanks, climate change. There we go. But no, it's fine. It's all right. If you ask me, what's it been like being up here, it's okay.
Now, here's my question.
There it is.
Will it be will it become an O'Mara holiday tradition to Christmas?
You want to go with that? Sure.
No, you see, that's dismissive and funny, but I know you, and come about July and August, you're going to start thinking about how nice it would be to be up there for Christmas.
I have not had what I would describe as the best of holiday breaks. I would tell you that there have been previous holidays. First of all, Oscar's out sick today. Everybody gets sick.
Yes.
Everybody gets sick. At one time or another, and if you're around children, it's even worse.
Tell me
about
it.
And everybody's hacking and sneezing and flying and touching and scratching and wiping and pooping and drooling and expectorating.
Sounds like your bucket list.
You've got that, right?
Yes.
You've got that. Throw in the fact that when I arrived, Well, you know what? I'll show you. Hold on.
Well, can we break? Can we break? Can we break? We are up. We're up on a break. And when you start to shift in your chair, I say, you know what? That's a teasable moment.
Well, this will add to where I'm coming from.
Oh, good.
I'm not going to go into all the details of how horrible my behavior has been on this particular trip.
Are you indicating that Carla may have not also had a great holiday break?
Probably not.
Okay.
We'll take a break, but then I'll show you. I have a visual aid coming up, too, so it should be a lot of fun. Welcome to Maine. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Intern Dotson here. You know, the one whose microphone is never turned on. You know what tomorrow is? It's Wide Open Wednesday. Starting at 9 a.m., the Mike O'Mara Show takes your phone call. Want to be a small part of TMOS? Do you have a great story for the boys? Make sure to dial 888-920-MORE for your chance to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and even Pony.
Even
Wide
Pony.
Open
That's
Wednesday,
right.
Starting at 9 a.m. That's 888-920-6673. And make it count. Try
to tell me all. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are giving you our big-time early year push right now for New Orleans, Louisiana. You heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show headed to New Orleans. Make your plans accordingly. Saturday, November 4th, 2017, the Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. There are a limited number of seats available. We are well over halfway there, and we need to get these tickets sold. We want to do that as soon as possible.
Do it.
And we'd like you to get yours. And we will be having more information about accommodations and all that good stuff. But all you have to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on the banner that says TMOS Live New Orleans, Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. You might say, why so early? Well, because we work hard to get these things sold and
get it done.
Take a long time. We're not Elton John, for God's sake.
Well, speak for yourself.
Thank you. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details, but buy your tickets now for the event itself, okay? There's a lot of moving parts with this, and we are really looking forward to, you know, not just the event itself, but being in New Orleans and getting together with people
that
and
venue,
making a long weekend of it.
Do you know that venue? We saw one of the greatest concerts of our life in that venue. And we're going to be on that stage.
The Northwest Airlines All-Star Band.
Unbelievable.
I'll never forget it.
It was great.
And what's that thing you say in French?
Oh, laissez les bon temps rouler.
And what does that mean?
Get in the car, fat ass.
There you go.
No, it means let
get
the good times roll.
Peanut butter cup, send a little 5-year-old girl with a head injury back to school.
She was staggering, but she seemed okay.
That's it. So I'm talking about the fact that, you know, it's just, I got a big mouth.
Do you know what your problem is, Mike? Yeah. You are a blabbermouth.
Here we go. In a land long ago, far, far away, I had planned on repairing my failed body with bionic hip surgery on both sides. Yeah. A long time ago, probably in my mid-30s, I started experiencing what at the time I thought was like groin pain, but it was actually hip pain.
Sure.
And I found it out maybe 5 years ago that this was a hip deal. And it kind of was something where I pursued it. I tried to get shots. I tried to get injections at the site, maybe get a little medication. Nothing seemed to really do the trick. Found the hip doctor, the bone doctor, you know, Dr. Richie Richels. And he
Dr.
worked
Bone.
On my left one. When I got my surgery, it was back on July 7th. If you follow this show, you
I
know
remember.
That I went through that. And I got the procedure done. And then I was scheduled on August 29th to get the other one done. When suddenly, unbeknownst to me, every complication known to mankind hit me. I got what is called a pulmonary embolism,
mm-hmm.
which is a life-threatening blood clot in my lung, which is, which I immediately started taking medication for. A lot of people have them. A lot of people deal with them. And thank you, modern medicine. I've been on that, and I'll be on that for the next month or so. And hopefully,
spotting them is the main danger. Is when they go undetected is when the person is truly in danger, and it's lucky that they found it. Lucky that they found it.
They treated it no problem. It's right after that, not one day after that,
mm-hmm.
I developed an infection at the surgical site, which was excruciatingly painful. To make a long story short, this prevented them from doing the second procedure, which I have actually suffered on my right side a lot longer. And arriving in Boston and Maine, one of the main questions I got from people was, does the cold air affect it? And this is my visual aid that I have. Gee, I wonder if the cold air affects it.
Oh, the cane is back. Oh,
because
no.
I have actually been able to live with this for, if I'm really thinking when it first reared its ugly head,
yeah,
probably about 20 to 15 to 20 years ago. That's how long I've been dealing with this. And I, you know, the thing is, I would get out and do stuff and it'd be a little sore. I would always feel like I had to stretch more than somebody would have to stretch because I would stiffen up in the groin area and I thought I had a tight groin muscle and that's what I thought it was. And I do that all the time. I didn't realize this has probably been deteriorating for a long time. But with that said,
mm-hmm.
I got the left one done because it hurt more than the right one. And I thought I could wait. I could wait. I could wait. I said I'd postpone the pain on this one. Well, I got news for you. Get off the plane in Boston. Get up here to Maine. It arrived. It arrived with a vengeance. And there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I've been able to do. And a lot of stuff I've not been able to do. But the one thing I never really, really concerned myself with on the right side was weight bearing, moving along until I was taking the little guy out and walking to the car. And that's the first time that ever happened. And within a 2 to 3 day period, I discovered that, you know, to be on the safe side, don't need it all the time, but just... it sucks. And
I am bet.
Sitting here. This was the winter where I was repaired. This was going to be the winter where everything was 100% okay. Now, I have bitched about this for a very long time. I am going to, my New Year's resolution for 2017 is to be a better advocate. And that is to arm myself with every question imaginable, because I'm going to tell anyone that deals with the medical world, you can hear the bitching about insurance, you can hear the bitching about lines, you can hear the bitching about waiting, you can, but ultimately, I think you should go into every doctor's office armed with the same information you would go into anything transactional. You should know exactly what you want to ask, and you should not accept anything other than that. And I haven't been that great at that.
Carla, have you ever done the thing, and we used to do this with Big Daddy. We had a notebook with questions, and we would actually write the answers under the questions. And it seems like overkill.
I think that's something. I don't think it is. I think being an advocate, because really, it's been my experience that if you're not armed with specific, detailed questions, doctors see so many patients nowadays.
Yeah, you're right.
They just want to them in and get them out. So my goal is to not, you know, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's going to get fixed, what's not going to get fixed. I know that it's going to be job one for me not to dick around, not to be like I am in a restaurant with a waitress when I'll be sitting there going, this steak tastes like somebody just pooped it out. And then the waitress comes over. How's everything? Oh, it's fine. It's fine. No problem. It's fine. We all do that.
Yep.
Too many of us do that.
Passive.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Gotta
and
be
by
active.
The way, I don't care anymore if they think I'm a dick. I'm fine with that.
Well,
I'm A-OK with that.
You're paying top dollar to be a dick.
I will be very cool with everybody, but at the same time, I will not leave an office until I get the information. That's my goal.
My goal is just to
be a better patient.
I gave you some advice when you're going through some banking issues. Nothing serious, but maybe 5 years ago, I said, Mike, you always have to remember you are the client in this relationship.
The client. And it's on me.
And you've got to make sure you get satisfaction.
It's on me. So I have been dealing with this. And
now, can I ask a question? I know you're not a medical doctor, but you are.
But I play one on two.
But you are, you know, this is your hip. Do you think it's the cold? Do you think it's like moisture in the air?
No, I think it is a degenerative situation.
It's just the fact that you're that long past. Okay.
Well, and also you consider that the left one is weak and you're favoring it. And, you know, so you are
throwing your body out of
The combination is what it is. But it just occasionally will get you, you know, when you're looking at a 3-year-old that you want to actually chase around and you want to do stuff, you want to do more. You want to do more. I mean, I've got a driveway down here and I take the trash out today and it's like the Bataan Death March. I'm sitting there, you know, going down there going, and I get back in and my fingers are throbbing because of this cold sensitivity I have. Yeah. It's like, can I have anything more? I got a migraine last night. It's like, Jesus Christ.
God.
So I've been a rag. I've been a real rag. And because I've been a rag, I've shot my mouth out off a couple of times, pissed people off. And it just, I will look back on this one and probably say, man, oh, man, glad we survived it. And, you know, my wife,
Mike, we're
God
sending
bless
you down
her.
To take the trash out.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, let's put the, and by the way, up here, the way they manage trash up here, Yeah. You don't just throw your trash in a barrel and stick it out on the street.
Oh, don't you have to sort it and tag
it? You sort it and tag it. Because, by the way, I think it's a brilliant way to manage waste in America. I think it's a you basically pay for the trash that you generate. I think that's the way it ought to be around the country. I'm okay with that. It's just a lengthy procedure. And then I get back in the house, and it's like, what, 20 degrees? It's not... You know, it's not below zero, and right. I get in and I say to Carla, my fingers are throbbing, and I don't know why that is, and it's just my body. Yeah, one time a doctor called me a poster child for inflammation. That's me, okay? I'm fat, I'm slowing down, and I am fixing myself, and I am going to get better. I am going to dance through New Orleans, Louisiana. I am going to be incredible.
Poster child for inflammation. A poster you could be a Marvel hero, Inflamo. Yes.
I'm Inflamo Man. I'm Inflammation Man. That's what I am. So because I, you know, I'd make flip comments like I made this comment to my bride in Boston about, you know, carrying my son downstairs that was just totally over the top rude. I will not repeat it.
You can't repeat it.
I will not repeat it, but it pissed her off. It embarrassed me. I'm just been a rag. I was a tampon on Christmas Eve, and I just
how are you a tampon on Christmas Eve? Perhaps
we were putting together
the
a train set, and I yelled at Carla because she wasn't putting the train set. Which, by the way, my fat ass should be on the ground. If I wasn't a complete invalid, I would be doing that job. So I'm sitting up there, you know, Mr. Kane, going, nah, do it that way. Ah, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. Listen to me cough. My God.
Well, your lungs are inflamed.
No, and I got it.
Does this train set have like a, instead of like a train station, does it have like a clinic and a hospital and a doctor's?
Yeah, to be honest with you,
the train.
The train went back to the store. It was not a quality product.
Was it an electric train like that pulled power from the tracks, like an HO scale?
No, it's a battery operated train.
Oh yeah, they suck.
But the battery-operated crane that Carla got him was and is the greatest Christmas father-son gift in the history of father-son gifts. We have been playing with this thing. This thing took about maybe 25 minutes to put together, but it's literally about 4 feet. It's a legitimate crane. It's got the battery-operated crane center so that you turn it. You know, it's like when you see those massive cranes at a construction site, and then it's got the hook that goes down, battery-operated, where you have a little platform, and he puts his little army men and his little cars on it, and we play for an hour with this thing. It's absolutely awesome. That's part of the good of Christmas.
That is excellent. That is a good
toy. That's part of the good. So I love that. I love that toy.
You know what? My kids are at the age now. You know what they all wanted for Christmas? Is clothes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No pot.
Weed.
No, yeah, that weed. And then they went out to Hollywood, Mike, and changed the sign.
Oh, here's a little note. So Rob and I work with people around the country that do what are called show prep services.
Yes.
Every disc jockey in America has them. And just a little note to all those guys, okay? You took yesterday off.
Yeah.
So the weed Hollywood sign is not a new story, you lazy f***.
Yeah, I had the same feeling when their feed was talking
really,
all about Dick Clark, the Dick Clark special.
Mariah Carey.
Three days ago.
Sorry, you slept through that, douche. Give us something fresh. I had that on my show yesterday. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's the way that works.
Mike, when disc jockeys really can't perform on air, what they do is they write for prep services and use a lot of exclamation points.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come on. You know, the here's some last-minute stuff. No, the last-minute stuff about Mariah Carey was Sunday night.
I like the tone you take with them. No.
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 Oh,
no.
Worst.
No, I mean, lazy disc jockey.
Four,
no.
I got three or four of them that I look at here, and it's craziness. But I will tell you that overall, I could have had a better time.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sorry to hear that because you know what? You had a lot. You had a lot on the line. You had a lot on the line. You traveled up there and you made some arrangements for an extraordinary surprise for your wife. And that worked out, right?
No,
you brought the mother in under secrecy and you pulled that off.
Yeah, I did. That was good.
That's excellent.
And my daughter's coming in. That was good. I think everybody had a reasonably good time, but I was not myself, and I am not myself, and I want to get back there, and I want to deal with this, and part of that is just not walking in and going, thank you, see you next time.
Right.
Because
here's my copay.
Let me explain the way I believe people deal with anything in America that is uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I am, when I'm telling you, Rob Spiewak, I am preaching to you because you you do this more. If there's something you don't like,
mm-hmm.
if there's something Adrian. You find, if there's something you find uncomfortable or not pleasant, you want nothing to do with it.
It's true.
You want it to I'll be over. To you want it to be over as fast as possible. I'm the same way. Most of us are the same way. When it comes to a doctor's appointment, we want it to be over as quick as possible.
Oh, I hate, and so, I think most people hate everything to do with medicine. Even right. something as pleasant as visiting, say, a newborn mother in a hospital,
you
people
want it
hate
I can't
it.
Stand hospital.
They hate it because they hate hospitals.
So you go in and you're like, you can bitch for 3 weeks leading up to it. And then when you get there, it's like, oh, thank you. That's what you think? Thank you very much. Even though you're getting a complete BS answer.
Yep. You've got
and
6 months to live.
On your way. Yeah, you're getting, you're sent on your way. So I'm gonna work on that. That's,
I think
that's exactly what I'm going to work at. And overall, up here, my sincere, heartfelt apologies to everyone close to me that, yes, I believe I can be a better person.
That's, did you have to buy the cane up there?
At the drugstore.
Did you save the receipt?
No, there's nothing better than walking into a drugstore and saying, excuse me, where are your canes? Jesus.
Real hey. Quick.
Oh, you have a question?
Yeah. So, did I tell you guys about my doctor's concierge service?
Oh, well, that's the big concierge medicine is like the big rage around the country now.
Okay, so his concierge service is not a concierge service in the sense
that
they go to
understanding
you.
The, that's Pony understanding the rhythm of the show. Pony, is this something maybe we could discuss when we come back from the break?
We could if you want to stay on the medical talk.
So what he's going to do is he's going to understand the rhythm and then make us make the decision. Let me say this.
And diminish it in the process.
Well, at least my hip works.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, but not his lungs.
Breaking news, wine is healthier for you. That's because red wine, when fermented, is fermented with grape skins, bringing more antioxidants to the wine, making it a much healthier option for you. So, no more excuses. Pick up that glass of wine, go to Facebook.com, and join the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club, because it's better to stay healthy and drink.
I make promos.
Weird.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I make 4-second promos. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Jesus. Thanks, Marcus. It's a brand new year, and all the smart businesses know something that keeps them ahead of the game. They know that now is the right time to make that perfect hire that will make 2017 a great year for their business. But posting your job in just one place won't work. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post all your jobs on all the top job sites, and now you can do that. ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100 plus job sites, even social media and Facebook and Twitter and all the good ones, with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No more useless applicants flooding your office. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today. I don't mind staying on this because once in a while, you got to vent about it. And yes, Pony, the medical world.
Mike, I don't
is,
want. I want to just jump in here if I could say one thing real quick.
Yes.
Have you heard about concierge service?
Well, Pony was mentioning. Not... Hold on. Wait. No. Wait. Yeah. Wait. Just let me set it up. I'm a professional. Try it at home. Here we go. Concierge medicine is something I heard about probably 2 years ago down in Florida, because everybody's dying in Florida and they all like their doctors.
Florida kind of leads the way on medical trends because there's so much doctoring down there.
I think you're probably right about that. But the thing about concierge medicine is they're taking out a lot of the hassles by having people pay a little bit more and have a dedicated service so that the doctor can cater to your needs specifically, and they're saying it makes for a better medical experience. Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, take it away.
Thank you. My doctor's concierge service has nothing to do with coming to visit you. It's basically just
They don't make house calls with it, right?
Well, usually that's what a concierge doctor is. They come to you.
No, no, I hate to burst your bubble on that. Concierge medicine is availability of appointments. It's getting in to see them easier.
I believe the whole concierge concept has gotten rather murky lately because because what they, I think they attach the word concierge meaning helpful. Because that's what a concierge in a hotel does.
What did you think? That they're going to knock on your door and just all make house calls?
Is that I've always heard that concierge medicine was actually a house call.
Hello, Mr. Bloom. I am here to fix you. I'm the nurse.
It's really not. It's really not.
Adrian?
All right, this is from Wikipedia. Concierge medicine also
No, you're not doing this. I've got it. Thank you for the help. I appreciate it.
That went well.
Thanks so much. I appreciate that. I didn't know he was going to read off the internet, too. I can do that. No, what it is they provide extra health care, and they have personalized service that fits into what you want to do. I had no idea
that it cost a premium, though. I thought...
Yeah, well, they spend more time with patients.
Okay, all right.
You know, it's an unhurried environment. That's what they care about. They let you do that, but it's not coming to your house.
No. And if you want an unhurried environment, just sit in the waiting room. There's no hurry there.
It's really to optimize your time. That's
do you subscribe?
No, but he charges $35, and basically the
per visit or
extra $35 a month.
Okay.
And you can talk to him on the phone.
So you get, let me just make this clear. You get talking to him on the phone's a big deal. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on how failing you are. Like with me, concierge medicine might be a route to go, but I don't want to spend any more money than I have to.
Is there a box on the application? How failing are you? Oh, I clicked number 5.
Right.
Okay, so comprehensive preventative physical.
Okay, which is...
Shouldn't he be doing that all the time with every visit? Aren't they supposed to prevent you from getting sick?
There we finally That's have valid. Something where that... Yeah, a physical is a physical is a physical. That's it.
But he said,
what they're doing is trying to get more money out of you
and
say, hey, and I'll give you a physical, the one that you get anyway, you know?
I'll put on a glove for you.
Thank you.
Quote,
that is comprehensive.
Right.
He said, comprehensive, less rushed patient visit. So he's basically saying, I won't be an a-hole and, like, kick you out.
Pony's
not. Pony's doing his best to express what
displeasure.
What a lot of people. You're saying this is the way it should be anyway. And
exactly.
Under that,
I agree. And you know what? I've been very lucky. My doctor is actually he was a nurse.
It's also called retainer medicine, by the way.
That's okay, and that I think that's probably a better term for it. Less sort of, as I said before, murky.
But it's definitely not covered by insurance.
No, it is both, of course
but
not.
It is definitely more money where you pay to get better service. It sucks. It's what American healthcare is all about.
That's like
it is what it's all about. It's like it's a quagmire. It's crap. Failed medical system in this country.
Would you pay twice as much for groceries for a shorter line? Because that's essentially what he's offering.
Yeah, and probably not.
But
I'd pay, you know, it starts with amusement parks. And, of course, eventually everything starts with amusement parks.
Well, Mike, a big amusement.
No, like when Disney and all those places start saying, hey, when you pay more, you don't have to wait in line. It's just the way America is. Pay for more. Pay more money.
The commissioner's party at a Super Bowl, Mike.
Right.
Everyone at the commissioner's party at the Super Bowl is trying to get to the next level of the commissioner's party. And make no mistake, there's 3 dozen levels. Anyone can get in, and then you got to move up. So,
a 2012 Medscape study found that the average salary for a primary care physician ranged from $156,000 to $315,000 a year, while Bloomberg Businessweek reported that the average salary for a concierge physician ranged from $150,000 to $300,000. 14% of concierge physicians. Okay, what that tells me right now is they haven't figured out how to do it.
No, they don't know the system. They're gaming, but they're not gaming it right.
Right. So that's where we are with that. You know,
last year really Pony's physician made $150,035.
By the way, I'm really really glad that I opened that up. What a very helpful answer that was. They make the exact same. Bull.
No, but it's
that is crap.
No, but what you said something very telling is if they're getting $35 extra per month. Think of that. That's right. That's nearly $400 a year, then, or more than $400 a year. They should be seeing a substantial bump. They haven't figured it out yet, but make no mistake, they will. They will, because this is a new thing.
A little arbitrary right now.
And also, it will catch on, because you know what? When Dolores says, I have this, Gladys is going to say, I want that. Why do you have that if I don't have that? That's how it's going to build. It's going to be a word of mouth.
It says
thing.
This. It says, here's how maybe it could save you money. While traditional doctors charge for each treatment and test, which can add up to hundreds of dollars per visit, this particular concierge doctor and other clinics charge flat fees that generally include basic checkups, treatment of minor ailment. I agree with Pony. It's just a bunch of crap.
Of course it is.
You're getting it done anyway. That's it, you know?
You're a doctor. Fix it. That's what you do. You're a doctor. And when I went, the last time when I had the bronchitis, I went to a patient first, like urgent care, because I had to get in. I had to get the medicine. And I said, how much will this cost? How much will this? And they laid out five different methods that they might go with me, but all of them added up to $300. It's always $300.
Pony, here's something that might be interesting. Okay, and really, I'm trying to get balanced here, not be all doom and gloom. Concierge doctors often negotiate with specialists and labs to secure discounts for patients who would otherwise pay out of pocket. This guy says his $39 a month access healthcare clinic has obtained prostate cancer tests for $5 from the same lab that would charge Medicare patients at least $175. So
that's pretty amazing.
Maybe in some cases, it might be worth a look. I've talked about it before. When you're hustled in and hustled out, and you deal with physicians' assistants and all that, although I believe in physicians' assistants.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of crazy. But I will say this, $35, $39, $40 a month, if you figure that into what people are paying for health insurance, it's nothing. It's insignificant.
So your regular doctor is deciding to go into concierge medicine. Is that what this is?
Pretty much. But I feel like a lot of the services are things that they should be doing anyways. They have insurance claim facilitation.
Well, they should handle that.
Same day prescription refills, enhanced coordination of referrals.
Yeah, you're talking about most stuff that I think if we had a decent system, they would do that. So, I mean, it sucks. But, as I said, my goal 2017, to be a better man, to be a healthier man, to be more of my own advocate, and to never watch the Winter Classic on TV again.
That was on, Mike, that was on at the barber shop, and I literally said, Mike is going to hate this.
You cannot show me a sporting event with worst video technical coverage.
It looked like it was shot on an iPhone from a pretty good seat. A good seat.
First of all, the rink is too far away and the cameras are too far away. And you get close-ups with, I guess, robotic cameras. I don't know how they did it. All I know is NBC, which, we've established them as such a technical genius outfit anyway. The fact is, they had cameras that they, I guess, used for the NFL that they wanted to try with hockey.
I think it's the trackball camera, the one that is actually suspended on wires above. But also, hockey moves at such a much faster speed than the NFL.
Because,
now, it was in Cleveland, right?
And because hockey moves at that fast pace, and by the way, I've watched, Comcast, tremendous.
Yeah.
Joe Beninati and my friend Craig Laughlin and all the guys there, and Al Koch and Smokin' Al Koch and all the great guys on Comcast. Really, one of the best local sports departments, I think, in the country. I really think they do a great job, and they cover hockey great. Your naked eye does a better job of following hockey than TV cameras switching from one to the other. And it was so manic, and it was so many different ridiculous bad camera angles, and so many track cameras where they were on the wire following them up the ice. It's fine. What you do is you get one shot that can cover the entire game, and then another shot from above, and maybe a total of four, and you cover the game that way. Well, NBC decided they were going to play with it because they still don't understand hockey.
They love gimmicks. All these years. They do love gimmicks. And there was the problem. One of the problems I had,
and I wouldn't have watched the classic anyway if the Hawkeyes had been able to do a little better.
I know.
God's sake.
Outback Bowl. Boo.
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 You lost to my state, Florida. Come on now. Yeah,
but also, I think it's flawed that they put the rink in that stadium, and the rink looked like it was about 10 feet by 8 feet. It looked tiny. And you've got this Winter Classic, which is a cornerstone athletic event for NBC. And they really
want great. The Capitals have played in some great ones. Philadelphia and the Bruins have played in a great one. They've had better ones. And I don't know. It was technology gone mad. The cameras, the technical direction, absolutely crap. And I was very, very disappointed.
If you want to see how to cover it, watch, really, really watch football coverage. And really, for a football game, when the play is going on, there is a camera. That's it.
Yeah, but the fact is, and this is the irrefutable truth, the sport of hockey has never been a sport that translates well to television.
It's not a TV sport. I didn't ever like it until you took me to a game.
They still have not gotten it right, and I still think there's hope, but right now it just doesn't work, and it was so frustrating, almost nauseating, to watch those different camera angles when they did that yesterday. And I was trying my damnedest to try to enjoy that, and I remember screaming at the TV at one point. I yelled at Carla. I said, "Carla, this would be better if I had a concierge doctor."
Well, you know what they were yelling at the barbershop.
Right.
They said, "Cleveland, great job with fireworks in the daylight."
Yay.
Beautiful.
Nice job.
Beautiful.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Can't wait
forever. Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. RobinJoeShow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Happy New Year, friends. A time for new starts. I still surprise myself occasionally when I'm talking to people about the show and explaining Amazon. It's very simple. It is a tremendous driver for our show during the course of the year. And that means every single day.
Every day.
A lot of people, when you're going to do your shopping at Amazon, please go through our page. It helps us. It doesn't cost you anything more. And it is the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Skis, snow scrapers, ice melter, a parka, concierge, doctor. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Canes, so you don't have to embarrass yourself by walking through it with the drugstore. Even though it's purple, click the Amazon button on our website or use it.
I thought it was blue. No, that's purple. It is. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Use the TMOS app. Click on the shopping cart as well. I was explaining it to people up here and trying not to get frustrated, but it's very easy. Shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show. Whoa, whoa, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Here's the latest on the carnage of 2016.
Okay, good.
When George Michael died in his sleep on Christmas, everyone suspected drugs because, he's been had issues with them.
Sure.
It's been reported. TMZ says authorities are calling his death unexplained but not suspicious, whatever that means. He'd been struggling with his weight in the months before his death, but there's no word if that contributed to his passing. I remember at one point he had some lung issues as well.
Yeah, I recall that. That's odd because, he is very, very much in the public eye his whole career. I never saw him heavy.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, George's boyfriend, Fadi Fawaz, I think that's the correct pronunciation, he tweeted, quote, "He tried numbers of time to kill himself." That's what the boyfriend
says. Wow.
"The only thing George wanted was to die, except he didn't tweet that." He didn't say that. I don't know. This is very confusing. He was hacked, so he shut down his account. I guess that's the Fadi guy that said
okay, that. All right.
Carrie Fisher, meanwhile, had already finished filming Star Wars 8 when she died of a heart attack last week. But Princess Leia.
No, really? So she's going to be in it?
Yeah. If she was supposed to appear in Star Wars 9, Disney has a problem on its hands, but at least they got a few bucks out of it. I'm really glad they shared that with us.
Yeah.
That's great.
Because
we all care about the Disney Corporation. They took out an insurance policy on her, and she's got a big role in Part 8. That's what they said. So,
well, good for her because it's a wonderful part of the series, but it's going to be very creepy seeing it after the fact.
Well, her mom, Debbie Reynolds, died one day after her daughter, which was a stunning development. And Carrie's daughter, Billy Lord, paid tribute to her mom and grandma on Instagram. Debbie's son, Todd Fisher, spoke with ABC News about his mom's final moments in a sad coincidence. There was also a documentary ready to air about Carrie and Debbie last year. That's going to premiere Saturday. So I'll be watching it. I watched the one-woman Carrie Fisher show.
Isn't that great?
Oh my God! What an effed up life! What an incredible effed up life! I mean, absolutely.
To turn it into that kind of pudding is pretty remarkable. She's had to be so emotionally strong to make that happen.
Kind of that, you know. When you listen to it, though, she's got kind of that coke user nose, you know, where she's talking. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard that that might cause that. Anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Celebrity Apprentice started last night. I did not watch, nor will I.
You'll have you'll have some treats in the audio vault then.
To hype the premiere, Arnold did one of those 25 things you didn't know about him for Us Weekly. Here are the highlights. Am I stepping on your toes here?
Not at all. Not at all. I have
what we always do.
No, I have clips from The Apprentice that you're going to love. I know you'll love them.
This is these are facts about Arnold. He said he was originally meant to play the good guy, Kyle Reese, in 1984's The Terminator, with O.J. Simpson playing the Terminator, actually.
Who's going to believe O.J. is a murderer?
Yeah.
Here's another quote. I have a mini horse, Whiskey, who comes into my house and steals my oatmeal and protein powder. He paints his own Christmas cards.
What?
He grew up in Austria without a phone, running water, or a flushing toilet.
Hey.
What's that smell?
Arnold loves shopping at Walmart. He has worn jeans from Walmart on a red carpet. Way to go, Arnold. And when he lived in Munich, he won a stone lifting contest in a beer hall. The stone weighed 560 pounds.
That's great. Yes, and that contest, Arnold, Mike, took place in 1712. Because that's what you used to do with stone lifting contests.
Stone lifting. The handlebar mustache.
I lift a 560-pound stone. Then we drink the beer. Yeah.
Yeah. How's the how's the toilet in your childhood home?
I don't have one. So, did you guys, obviously you didn't, I didn't buy it. I did not buy the Ronda Rousey comeback fight over the weekend.
No.
The UFC 207 Friday night was a total bust. The thing about these UFC fights, by now, if you're interested, everybody's seen it. She got punched into submission just 48 seconds into the fight by Amanda Nunes, the woman who currently holds the UFC bantamweight title that Ronda lost to Holly Holm. I think Ronda may be done. She just was absolutely, did not belong in the ring.
Well, there's got to be a shelf life for how many times you can go in there and do that. But what does that average out to, like $1.75 a second for the pay-per-view?
It's horrible. The thing about Ronda Rousey is it stuns me that a couple of years ago, before the Holly Holm fight, we were talking about her being the absolute gold standard.
Yep.
She can't fight against these women. These women are superior. Mm-hmm. And Amanda Nunes is, just leveled her. She's lucky she didn't get badly hurt. And, it was fun to watch, but 48 seconds, I'm glad I didn't pop for all the moolah with that. Moving right along, Rogue One. We'll have a review tomorrow. Rob,
yes,
you'll give us a review.
I saw it in 2D and 3D.
Rogue One, a Star Wars story, became the third highest grossing movie of 2016 after only 2 weeks and three weekends in theaters. Its gross is now up to $439.7 million. That puts it behind Finding Dory, which made $486.3. Not surprisingly, Rogue One stayed on top of the box office this past weekend, thanks in large part to Mr. Rob Spiewak with $64.3 million.
True. If you see it in 3D, $64 million in ticket sales is almost 60 tickets.
I know you're going to review it tomorrow.
I will say this. This is the one thing I wanted to tell you today.
Did you see it twice because you were being kind to your children, or did you see it twice because you actually...
I wouldn't have seen it again if I didn't want to see it again. But I could have easily dropped Robert and Jabril and not seen the film.
Why have I heard that it's a yawn? Why have I heard people saying
it's slow to start, but I know this is the one thing I know, and this is one thought that I left the theater with twice. Mike should not see this. If you want to jump on the Star Wars bandwagon with your kid, this is not the place to start.
You know what? I don't think you have to worry about that.
Okay. Well, you talked about it before the break. You did talk about whether or not.
I mentioned it before, and it gets me in trouble. I got a big mouth.
Blabber mouth.
There you go. Great news, or horrifying and terrible news, depending on where you are in life. According to a new study, more women get knocked up on January 2nd than any other day of the year.
Hey, how'd it go, Adrian?
Fantastic. Adrian, how you doing? You got anything else you want to share with us?
Nope, nothing to read for you.
Okay, thank you. Well, anyway, January 2nd was last night, Adrian. So if you got it on, we're talking. Why are we talking to Adrian about this? Do you even have a girlfriend, Adrian?
I'm single.
Yeah.
I work too much. I have no time to date. I wish I did.
Okay. His fitted sheet is with child.
There you go. That's disgusting. The study found that the most likely moment for a baby to get conceived is 10:36 p.m. That's the why is the day after New Year's so popular?
Yeah.
The researchers say it's because all the chaos of the holiday season is finally over. Couples finally have a moment to themselves on their own bed.
Mm.
They're still feeling happy and loving after Christmas, and boom, baby!
What happens, Mike, is then the chaos begins. In my pants!
since the average pregnancy lasts 38 weeks, that means September 26th is the most likely birthday for all of these new babies.
Guess so, when Robert's birthday is.
When's that?
September 30th.
So you were somebody who got jiggy with it after the holiday.
He was a New Year's Day baby, we're pretty sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And Julia on December.
Because you don't watch football. That's great.
College football. I played my own ball. What?
Grab your side when you do that.
Hey, ho!
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Rob Spiewak, you're all right.
Freddie Roman.
And now a little something for everyone. Well, not really.
Is it for everyone?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What state does this story come from?
Oh, it's a game, Pony.
This little story at the end of our news comes from a particular state. What could it be? I got no idea.
I wonder.
Okay, let me say this. Is it not Wisconsin?
It's not Wisconsin.
Okay, so that got it to 49.
Well, it's Vermont, right. Then.
Not Vermont.
Wrong!
All right, let him read the story. Maybe there's clues within the story.
Sure. A woman in Florida has been accused.
Florida!
A woman in Florida has been accused of taking methamphetamine and driving a motorized shopping cart through a Walmart while drinking wine and eating sushi and cinnamon rolls.
That's all you have to say.
You can stop there.
Goodbye.
You can.
I'm coming home this week. Coming home.
Jesus.
Coming home. By the way, here's a great county. Yeah. I love this county. Yeah. According to a Citrus County Sheriff's Office arrest report.
Wow.
Citrus County.
Love it.
Smells like oranges.
Big orange.
Mm.
Security Officer Robert Gross observed Jocelyn Lopez.
Really?
He observed her consume $32.36 worth of food and wine inside the store. I guess security officer Groach was actually writing down the specific cost of the items. She ate $32.36 worth of cinnamon rolls and sushi.
Was that 6 or 7 tuna rolls you had?
Mr. Gross says he watched Lopez open some sushi, eat a piece, then put it back on the shelf.
Oh!
He says, Lopez, by the way, you want the best sushi, get it at Walmart.
That's what Sam Walton says.
She put the same back. She did the same thing with a package of mini muffins and cinnamon rolls. So she's having a good time.
Yeah.
Says Lopez also ate most of a rotisserie chicken.
Most of one.
Christ.
Yum.
Mm.
Lopez told authorities she was homeless and hungry. That's sad.
Yeah.
And she also told them that she had just injected herself with methamphetamine.
Not as sad.
She was arrested on charges of retail petite theft, one of my favorite charges. Bonjour.
Hello.
I see. Coming to New Orleans, Louisiana. Roll away. Petite theft. And possession of drug paraphernalia. And it leads me to today's slogan of the day.
This is great because we haven't had a new motto yet this calendar year. Yeah.
Florida, come for the sushi, stay for the rascal scooters and cinnamon rolls. There we go. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball to Rob Spiewak.
My fellow Americans, as my term comes to a close, I am making a concerted effort to relax. More beach time, and I love to spend time with the Mike O'Mara Show. It makes me laugh. The Mike O'Mara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. God bless Mike, and God bless 97.1 The Way. It's your beach station.
God bless
Welcome
you, Mike.
Back. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the show. Are you all set for the new year? Do you have all your ducks in a row? Do you? Have you gotten your stuff together? You did remember to order your bonus package, did you?
Come on!
Boy, it sounds like I thought somebody was yelling in the studio. It was DeVoe.
It was DeVoe, yeah.
It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or even give the TMOS bonus package. Have you not heard of the bonus package? Well, you should if you listen to this program.
Please.
Silly Rube. You see, each week we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours. So subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. That's all you have to do. You get all the good stuff waiting for you at MichaelMaraShow.com. Look for the banner mark TMOS bonus packages. January is a very big month for selling our bonus packages.
Do it. Get on it.
A lot of you renew. Please, please, please renew today. Help your boys out here. We'd appreciate it. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up, and they still get the Christmas album.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You'll still get the Christmas album with quality. By the way, one of the biggest surprises of our Christmas album is sitting in the studio right now. In fact, two of them, Ponyboy Matt Bloom and Adrian Gonzalez, absolutely one the two best surprises on the album. I love
Adrian has
love
perfect pitch. Can't read a clock, but perfect pitch.
Absolutely. I want to thank my producer.
Make 2017 the best year ever for everybody. The TMOS bonus package. Order it right now. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, January 3rd, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
So you mentioned the Outback Bowl that Iowa did not win. You mentioned the Winter Classic. Did you watch any of the Rose Bowl last night?
Did not watch the Rose Bowl last night. what the hell did I watch? I'm trying to think. We've been getting into some rather significant Leah Remini action on A&E. And you know what, Rob? I don't know whether she wants to have anything to do with us at all. I don't know whether
I'll reach out. I will reach out because that show is pretty incredible. And it's ballsy is what it is. It's amazing
she's got a lot of courage, and I admire her for it. And I'd like to tell her that. And I would love to get her on this show if you can, whatever way you want to facilitate that. If I need to reach out to Leah, I'd love to do that. Because I'd love to have her on the show.
Excellent.
I'd love to do that.
The Rose Bowl, if you're a fan of offense, over 100 points scored. The final score, Mike, USC beat Penn State 52-49.
Is it overtime? No, it is. Matt Bormeister win it for the Trojans in the Rose Bowl Classic right here. It's good. USC wins it. The left foot of Matt Bormeister is the final word of a Rose Bowl game that we'll never forget.
And the way they ended the season, both these teams, fitting that it ended up 52-49.
Pretty amazing score. You don't see it that high that often.
Trojans.
Is that why you laugh, Boney?
No, I was laughing at Bormeister.
Have you changed your pills? You're so giggly today.
Bormeister.
All right, don't yell at me.
Bormeister.
You should be on WTNT. Or TLP, sorry.
It's the Bormeister. How was your holiday? It's okay. The Bormeister.
Hey, we're watching paint dry. It's the Bormeister. The Celebrity Apprentice, which you mentioned with Arnold, he's not yet figured out his catchphrase all the way, so we got two of them last night.
Okay.
Here he is firing Carney Wilson.
I feel that you should have brought back Kyle. I think that you miscalculated in a big way. It was a very risky thing to do, clearly. Okay. Therefore, Carney, you're terminated. Hasta la vista, baby.
So Hasta La Vista, Baby is for Carney Wilson, but Carrie Keegan,
brilliant,
who I had never heard of as a talk show host, she got something different.
Carrie, you participated the least in the whole thing. You maybe have watched previous shows, and those that were quiet stayed on for a longer period of time, but that's not the way I handle things. Who is taking the most risks is really what it comes down to. Huh? So therefore, Carrie, you're terminated.
Here it comes.
Now, get to the chopper.
Thank you, sir. Thank
you. God.
That's so stupid.
Oh, it's so lowest common denominator.
However, the only reason...
We'll not be watching proudly. We'll not watch 1 minute of that conspiracy with NBC and all that crap. Forget it.
I will stick my head in again next week because he established sort of a adversarial relationship with John Lovitz last night.
What? Don't, Rob. Don't do that. Rob knows there's only one way to get me in on that.
Because at one point, Lovett said, well, you know, Arnold. And Arnold said, in here, you will call me governor. Now, I will not play the Bachelor tape because Oscar is not here.
Can you bring in a clip of Lovitz?
Oh, I wonder if I have one ready to go.
Okay, let's
John, let me ask you a question.
And Lizzie starts out, John.
John, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Why were you not the project manager?
Arnold, you've got to know where your strengths are, you see, and your weaknesses. When we got the task, I literally got a headache.
Yeah, but just so you know that we know each other very well.
That's not an advantage, is it?
No, but I'm trying to tell you. In here, you call me governor.
John.
Yeah, governor, huh?
Well, I gotta tell you, Arnold.
See, I can't. John Lovitz.
All right.
God.
You do not need to watch the show. I will keep a finger on the Lovitz pulse.
And I love show that to you. So much.
So Nicki Minaj has finally discovered Billy Eichner. Do you know him, Billy on the Street? He's that manic guy that runs around and interviews people.
Yeah, it's funny the first time I saw it.
I think he remains fairly funny, and he has some very clever stuff. She posted this clip yesterday on her massive Twitter following. So Eichner is trending. This is a big deal for him. And he was talking about the movie La La Land.
Right.
And again, he's funniest when he finds a good target. So this lady was an excellent interview with Billy Eichner.
Miss, are you lying low until all that La La Land hype dies down?
But what?
La La Land.
Oh, honey, I don't know what you're talking about.
With Emma Stone.
Who?
Emma Stone.
Sorry, babe.
Ryan Gosling.
Okay, I know who that is.
Okay, yeah, it's a movie musical in L.A.
Definitely not going to L.A.
No, you don't have to go to L.A. It's just a movie about L.A.
Yeah, babe, I'm sorry.
Sweetie, don't babe me, okay? It's La La Land, a lot of Oscar buzz. Could be Emma Stone's year.
Four kids. I'm not watching TV. But
sweetheart, okay, it has Oscar buzz, and I saw Emma Stone do a Q&A, all right?
I don't know who you're trying to sass for a camera, but you got the right to put you in a wrong mother place.
Okay, thank you very much.
Is that the guy that screams?
Yeah, he's very, very high energy a lot of times.
So he's mellow with that interview. I like him when he's mellow. That's
He's genuinely funny, and he gauges each person he interviews, so I think that's great.
She goes off on him. That was pretty good.
I like the jingle at the end. There's a kid who got Alexa for Christmas. You know, it's sort of like Siri, but it sets on its own, right? And you can ask its questions.
One. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And this kid wants to hear Twinkle, Twinkle. But this is why diction is so important, Mike. And let us close with this tonight.
All right.
Or today.
All the interns ought to be mindful of, Rob Spiewak.
You're right. Isn't that right, Adrian? Don't answer.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, okay. Mike, if you say Twinkle, Twinkle, don't say Dicker, Dicker. Because if you say Dicker, Dicker, you're going to get a different answer from your Alexa than you expect.
Alexa, play Dicker, Dicker.
Bobby, can you tell it to play Wheels?
You want to hear a station for porn detected. Porno. Hot chick amateur girl calling
no,
sex.
Oh, God. No. No. Alexa, stop. This is why you must learn to say twinkle. This has been a PSA from your Audio Vault. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
I love that. That's awesome. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Ta-ta. One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.